Let's chat with Darren Fuzzard, CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire. Darren, good morning to you.
Morning, Robbo.
And a very pertinent intro there, because tomorrow pool season opens.
Yes, well, for us it's going to open towards the end of the week, Robbo, but yes, that's right. So it's Saturday for us, but yeah, we got four pools, in one in Castlemaine, Maldon, Harcourt and Newstead, and temperatures being well, of course, and yes, that's right, if it's looking good, then they will all open this Saturday. So our pools, Robbo, they're all managed by the YMCA, and they organise a lot of activities and fun events at each of those pools. There's inflatable fun sessions for kids, there's barbecues, live music, and a lot of other community events happen as well. But we've also got the other side of the equation in Vic Swim, swimming lessons on offer, which can be booked through the Vic Swim website directly. And there's a lot of fitness programs as well, Robbo, lap swimming, aqua aerobics, junior lifeguard programs are on, and aqua play groups as well. So plenty happening at our four public pools, and the best place to check out the details and opening hours for each of those pools is on Facebook, if you just look up Mount Alexander Pools.
Okay. Now, Christmas, people now getting into the spirit, getting out shopping, and again, we like to reiterate the message that put the spotlight on local shopping and go local first for Christmas.
Yeah, that's for sure, Robbo, and so many great options around as well in our shops around Mount Alexander Shire. So yes, we do want to remind people, go local first, whether you're buying gifts or even getting ready for Christmas for hosting family and friends and others. You can get everything that you need from within our shire. So please think about that. And also, even if you're looking at special meals out in the lead up to Christmas, make sure you have a look at our local cafes and restaurants. We've got some fantastic ones all over the shire. And maybe give one a go that you haven't tried before. So really encourage people to look at that shopping local. And there are plenty of our shops as well who've got vouchers if you're not quite sure what the right option is for the person you're looking for a present. But we really encourage everyone to actually have a wander around, have a look in our brilliant shops around the Shire, because there are so many great things on offer in them all. So,
yeah,
once again, remind everybody, please think about shopping local in the lead up to Christmas and beyond.
I was in
and,
the...
just for them. Sorry, Robert.
No, go on.
I was just going to say a reminder, Robbo, that there is late night trading until 8 p.m. in Castlemaine, which is on Friday, December the 10th, and again on Friday, December the 17th.
Okay. Apologies for interrupting you while you were interrupting me. So that's okay. I was in the Shire on the weekend, actually. It was great. Went to the truck show and
did you?
Had lunch in the Botanical Gardens. And, yeah, it was lovely. Very nice indeed. So, yeah, beautiful spot.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I heard it was very busy here on the weekend. I was actually away catching up with some friends. But, I heard it was the truck show went really well, Robbo. So it's great to hear.
Catching up with friends, that's a code for on the source. Yeah, good man.
One of my best mates happened to turn 50 in the recent times, right? So we had to celebrate that appropriately, yes.
Had to be done, for sure. All right, let's build through a couple of other things too. Community contributors, obviously the Council Citizen of the Year, Senior Cit, etc., Young Citizen, they close on Friday, December 10, 2 days before my birthday, Darren, just saying, just throwing it out there. But also an opportunity for to nominate community contributors as well.
Yes, Robert, well, that's really what Australia Day Awards are about, isn't it? Is acknowledging fantastic contributions that people in our community make to the rest of us. And we just encourage everybody under those categories that you mentioned, Robbo, to have a think about someone who's been doing something really special for either for a really long time and perhaps hasn't had the acknowledgement that you really think they deserve, or even if there's been a special project in recent times that you thought, wow, that's fantastic, they managed to do that, all things happening at the moment, they managed to push through it and it was really important that it happened. Whatever your reasons are for identifying someone great in our community, please make the next step and get a nomination form either from our Civic Centre in Castlemaine or download one from the mountalexander.vic.gov.au website under the Australia Day section and make sure that that person is in the running to be recognised on January 26th. So as nominations, as you say, Robbo, do close Friday, 10th of December. So a little bit of time left, but please don't miss out on the chance of recognising some great effort and work by others in our community.
And just finally, the fire danger period starting December 13. That's the day after my birthday, Darren, just saying.
Everything revolves around your birthday, Robbo. I understand that.
Absolutely.
This is just a little reminder, encouraging everybody, please get yourselves ready for the fire danger period coming very soon, and have a chat with your family and your neighbours about what you're going to do, if you need to do it, and how you can help each other. Once again, we've had a bit of a program on encouraging people to do their slashing and removing leaves and branches and relocating wood piles away from your house, around your home. All of those things, if you haven't done them yet, please get on and do those soon. But there's, if you're looking for some good support and advice, have a look at the CFA website, which is cfa.vic.gov.au, and they've got lots of great information there on how you can be ready for this imminent fire danger period, Robbo.
Terrific. Darren, thank you for that. Good to see you sober again. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Robbo.
Cheers. Darren Fazard, CEO of the Mount Alexander Shire, on the Wake Up Call at Gold Centre, Victoria.